Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. You know that feeling when you're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care? It's like constantly running on a hamster wheel. But guess what? Balance isn't about finding some mythical perfect state where everything is equal all the time. It's more about creating harmony, understanding your priorities, and making conscious choices that serve your overall well-being. And trust me, it's totally achievable with a little stoic mindset shift. So buckle up, because today we're diving into work-life balance, something I know is on the minds of practically everyone out there. First things first, let's get real. Work will always be there. Deadlines are like those persistent mosquitoes that just won't quit. But remember, your personal life, your health, your relationships, these are the things that truly matter in the grand scheme of things. Ever felt like you're pouring all your energy into work, only to feel drained and empty when you finally have some free time? That's a clear sign it's time to reevaluate your priorities. Think about what brings you joy outside of work, those hobbies, passions, or spending quality time with loved ones. Schedule them in just like you would a meeting. You wouldn't skip an important work appointment, right? Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done. But hear me out, compartmentalization is key. When you're at work, be present and focus on the task at hand. Give your full attention to your responsibilities. But when it's time to switch gears, truly switch gears. Leave work worries behind, put away that phone, and dedicate yourself to enjoying your personal time. It takes practice, for sure, but think of it like training a muscle. The more you focus on creating that separation, the easier it becomes. Second point, learn to say no. This is a big one, folks. You can't possibly do everything all the time. And honestly, trying to spread yourself too thin will only lead to burnout and resentment. Next up, take breaks. I'm not talking about scrolling through social media for an hour, although that can be tempting. I mean genuine, intentional breaks, a quick walk outside, a few minutes of meditation, or simply closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths. These little moments of stillness can do wonders for your focus, energy levels, and overall well-being. Speaking of well-being, let's talk self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. Self-care is about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, catching up with friends, pursuing a creative hobby, or simply getting enough sleep. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit without taking time to recharge? That's a major red flag. Your energy is finite, treat it with respect. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a marketing manager who's known for her dedication and work ethic. She's always putting in extra hours, answering emails late at night, and taking on every project that comes her way. But lately, she's feeling drained, overwhelmed, and disconnected from the things she loves. She realizes she's lost sight of the balance between her professional life and her personal commitments. Sarah decides to implement some changes. She starts saying no to extra projects that aren't essential, carves out dedicated time for exercise and spending time with loved ones, and even sets boundaries around work emails during her evenings and weekends. Guess what? Sarah finds herself feeling more energized, focused, and fulfilled. She rediscovers the joy in her hobbies and strengthens her relationships. Remember, folks, work-life balance is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly tweaking, adjusting, and finding what works best for you. Don't be afraid to experiment, learn from your experiences, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. So, my friends, go forth and conquer that work-life balance. Prioritize, compartmentalize, say no when needed, embrace self-care, and remember you deserve a life filled with joy, fulfillment, and a healthy dose of stoic wisdom. And don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, or any tips you have in the comments below. Let's build the stoic core together, one step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.